Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. We are going to be digging into how we can thrive legally. And I have a special guest with me today, a heavy hitter, an awesome woman of God with me today, attorney Andrea Perry.
And thank you so much. And before I jump in, I have to first say I am so excited to be a part of this podcast, truly, and to be able to briefly share my journey as an entrepreneur myself, but also just to provide legal advice to this amazing group of female entrepreneurs that you call that's your audience, and to help them hopefully elevate their businesses even more. So, but you asked me a little bit about what I do. And so I want to share a little bit about that. So I am a real estate, a corporate, and a commercial lending lawyer. And so I'll sort of break that down a little bit. So in the real estate arena, I do everything from acquisitions to leasing work, construction, development. I always tell people, if you can do it to real estate, I've done it. So all of that, and usually that is commercial. I do help people with residential. So when my clients have landlord tenant issues or different things, whether they're the landlord or the tenant, often I jump in and kind of help them try to resolve those issues as well by reviewing their leases and kind of advising them on what next steps can be. And then, you know, probably for entrepreneurs, I think they run into,
Before you go into that, let me just make sure. So if we're going to the table and we're buying the house, you're not the attorney we need to call, but if we're buying the building, we should call you, right?
That's it. Bam.
All right. Good.
And then in the corporate arena, it's the same. So if someone wants to start a business, if they want to buy a business, sell a business, you know, or for example, they have started a business and now they have somebody who wants to partner with them and they want to bring them into the business. And they're sort of saying, well, how do we do this? I'm the person that can help them with that, to say, okay, let's draft this assignment of membership interest or assignment of shares. It's an irrevocable stock power. And let's get that done to bring, now that they have a partner, to sort of share in capital and the risk of their business. So I can help with that. And then the last bucket is commercial lending. And so I help and work with a number of banks in town. So when they have loans over a million, or they have anything that's kind of, you know, maybe collateral that's complicated, they'll call me and I help structure the loan to ensure that they remain perfected, and they get, if something goes wrong, that they're protected. So that's the other thing. But also on the flip side, if we have an entrepreneur who is getting ready because they want a line of credit, or maybe they're trying to get a loan for their business and they say, I'm just not sure about the terms of my loan, and I'm not sure if what I'm signing, if this is right for me and for my business, and, you know, and the risk I'm taking, I can also look at those loan documents and advise them and try to get them some favorable terms.
Now that we know what you do, tell us a little bit of what brought you to this point. Did you always know you wanted to do law? Did you start out doing the kind of law that you're doing now? Take us a little bit through your journey.
As a third grader, believe it or not, was this program called, it was a mock trial, and they had, it was Johnny B. Good, and Johnny was the defendant, and he had robbed a store, a jewelry store. And so they named me as his defense attorney. And so they gave me this little plastic briefcase and, you know, set me out to, you know, basically it was kind of like, you know, you had a script almost, but you had to do some things on your own. And I will tell you, Afia, from that day, I knew it was law.
As an attorney who has been doing this for years and has worked with so many entrepreneurs and sit in that seat yourself, what are some of the things that you see that you want to say, okay, you might want to stay away from this or be leery of this, or these are the must-dos? What
Oh,
would
yes.
those things be?
Just as an entrepreneur?
Yes. Or
Yes, I'm
even
okay.
let's think about the woman that's making that transition. So she's getting ready to go into her entrepreneurial journey, and she wants to make sure that she's going to legally thrive. And so she want to make sure she got her ducks in a row. Well, how would you advise her?
I love it. I love it. Well, and I will say I work with a number of clients and different types. But what I love the most is a startup. So I love that woman who has been or that man who has been in, corporate America, who has decided for whatever reason, whether it's the loss of a job or whatever, to say, I'm coming out to start my own. What an exciting time. And I love to share that journey with individuals who find themselves in that place. But normally when that happens, my first thing is really trying to get them to think about, what kind of risk are they going to encounter in doing what they're doing? So, for example, if it's a, if it's a barber shop, I'm not as concerned. I'm not as concerned about saying you need to form an LLC or a corporation, because having a legal structure around you offers something called limited liability, which means there's this entity standing in front of you personally. A lot of people take that first step and they go, okay, I'm gonna form an LLC, and they do that, or they form a corporation and they do it on their own, because and that's fine. But there's a second step. So when you form it, you also provided that it, now if you don't have a partner or another person that you're going into the business with, I'm not as concerned. But if you do, if it's two of you going into a business, you want to have an operating agreement if you're an LLC. And an operating agreement is really just this formal agreement that sort of says what happens, how profits and losses are allocated. What happens if somebody says, I don't want to do this with you anymore, I want out? It talks about that, how they are paid for their interest. It talks about what happened if somebody dies and one of the partners die. It goes through all of that. If somebody wants to transfer a portion of their interest, it goes through all of those things. So that is important to have. And I find a lot of people don't. And when you don't have that, then the state comes in and they decide, common law decides for you how it's done, which nobody wants when you can have your own voice. So I would also encourage, if somebody, once you form that LLC or once you form that corporation, that you make sure you're doing the things you need to do, corporation bylaws. You need to get an employer identification number. You need to do a shareholders agreement. And with an LLC, same thing in terms of that operating agreement, employer identification number, subscription agreement. Those things need to take place when you're forming the entity. In addition to that, one thing, and I thought about a few things that are my, when I talk to people and I go, oh my gosh, what has happened? I always try to put this out there to people to make sure we are avoiding these landmines that can really blow up your business. I mean, before you even get it off the ground. And so the other thing is, please, please, please understand what you are signing. It's amazing to me, how many times, someone will sign an agreement, and notice I didn't say read, I said understand what you're signing. So reading and understanding. And to the extent that you read it and you don't understand, I know sometimes it's hard for a startup to have an attorney, but when I tell you it is worth the money and is worth the time. And a lot of attorneys like myself will work with the startup and try to figure out how, we can work together to ensure you have the protection you need to be successful, because I want to see you get your business off the ground. But so many people don't understand the agreement, and somebody puts it in front of them and they're hungry and they want to go ahead and launch the business. So they sign something that really is not to their benefit. And really, in the end, when things fall apart or something goes wrong, they basically either sign their business away or they sign themselves up for liability. And then they then come to me and they say, hey, here's this agreement I signed. And I go, oh my gosh, you agreed to pay their attorney's fees. You agreed that if this happened, they take this over. And they're, dumbfounded and appalled, but it's done now. And once it's signed, there's nothing I can do.
Great. Let's break this down a little bit.
Okay, yes.
So, the entrepreneur is getting ready to sign a lease. They should
Yes.
call you, right?
Yes,
So they
yes.
get look through the agreement.
Agreed.
Because in most situations, the landlord is probably not doing a year lease. Sometimes they have terms in there that says this year this is what it's going to be, and maybe it's going to increase by 2% next year and 3% the next year and blah blah blah. So they're
That's right.
probably doing a lease that's at least 3 years, long that you're committing to, and you're just starting the business and you're agreeing to the increase year over year. So you want to make sure that you understand what you're agreeing to. Sometimes too, I also seen that landlords would make you pay the taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll include that in the lease. What else? The taxes,
Maintenance,
maintenance.
insurance, and usually a
Yeah.
lot of those things, in the end, you normally some you have to pay it depending on if it's certain types of leases.
Yeah.
But I would simply say that you just want to be mindful because that landlord is going to put in front of you a contract that is to his benefit. So
Right.
he's protecting, his lawyer is looking out for him, not you.
Exactly.
So you're getting what we call a one-sided contract.
Yeah.
So that's where your lawyer comes in and evens it out
Okay.
to make it more fair. So
So, last words. I know you said, hey, make sure that you're reaching out to the attorney. It's probably not as expensive as you think it is. It's always good to have that person in your corner and have someone review so before you sign on the dotted line. So, last words about thriving legally. If you were to wrap it up with a good bow, what would you tell our audience?
well, I mean, really, I would just say you want to make sure that you are arming yourself. You don't know what you don't know. So it's making sure that you are arming yourself with the right team. And so and I think personally that team is not just having a great attorney, although that's one. I always tell people also you want to make sure you have a great relationship with a lender and with the CPA, because before you need that loan, it doesn't work where you just call up and say, okay, I need a loan today. You got to be massaging. Those lenders will tell you what it needs to look like, what your business, what your financials need to look like. So you need to be forming as a entrepreneur at the very beginning in finding a good lawyer, in finding a good lender, and in finding a good CPA. Those are three things that are essential to any business that I would encourage someone to do. I just always say, that support team, and you talked about mentorship, and so I cannot emphasize enough. When I think of my journey, I did not get here alone. There was a lot of people along the way who lifted me, who gave me advice, who looked out for me, who opened doors for me, which is why it's so important for me. We were talking about women mentoring earlier. I am very, that's something that's personal to me, to reach back and to lift. I mean, we got to do it. We can never get too busy to make sure we're mentoring others. So make sure I tell everyone to have that support team, to have a mentor. You don't have to, I mean, the path already laid. Why would you create it if it's already been created? Find someone who's done it. Hey, how did you do this? Give me some advice. You'll be amazed that a lot of people will sit down with you and talk to you both. And they don't have to look like you. So it can be a black female, but it can also be a white female, a white man. Just someone who is going or who is where you want to be, just reaching out to that person and asking for advice and for help. I think that's important.
Awesome. Well, there you got it. And it's something you said about, the mentorship, but you also mentioned making sure you have some of those key essentials in place. An acronym I say that every entrepreneur needs is BAIL. Make sure you have BAIL. That means you have a relationship with the banker, you have a relationship with an attorney, you have a relationship with an insurance agent.
I like it. Oh, I like it.
And I think that A is actually is your
Don't
CPA.
take away my A now. That's attorney.
The L is the attorney. So that's legal.
Okay.
So it's
Gotcha.
BAIL. Make sure you have a relationship with the banker. Make sure you have a, and I was going to say accountant, but I would say CPA too. Make sure you have a good relationship with an accountant, an insurance agent, and an attorney. Because some of the things that you mentioned earlier, like if you're going to go into partnership, if you have a an insurance agent, so like when I was an insurance agent, we were talking about buy sell agreements. So that would be something that, as the agent, I could have partnered with you as the attorney and making sure that if they ever had to exit the business, whether they got sick,
That's
that
right.
excuse their family from it. Maybe their family don't want to take over the business, they'll be able to buy out the, their part of that and, let the business continue to run. I have enjoyed our conversation and I can foresee some folks maybe reaching out to you. And we have to probably have this conversation again or maybe
I
have
would
you come
love
to
to.
one of
Part
our,
two.
yes, part two, or maybe even I may even see if you're available for one of our master classes.
I would love it.
These,
I
yeah,
would
so
love
these
it.
women are ready to go in that class. So there you have it. Andrea Perry. And she's in located in Nashville, but if you are needing work, on contracts, she can, handle that from wherever you are. She has clients all over. And so if you aren't already, she mentioned something so important earlier, mentorship. If you do not have a community, I want to invite you today to be a part of the Thrivepreneur tribe. And if you're ready to take your next stage and start your business, then I would love to have you as part of the She Thrive Mastery Coaching Program. And if you need legal advice in getting started, then we talk to Andrea today and she can help you get those contracts in place and get your foundation. And that was something I mentioned earlier. She helped me with my nonprofit, but she also helped me start my business too.
That's
So
right.
yeah, so I can speak for her. And she gets it done. She's a woman that gets it done. So it's not gonna be a long, drawn out process. She's gonna get in there and get it done, tell you what you need, and you can, get moving. And so, Andrea, thank you again for being with us today. And like I said, we have to do a part two or maybe have you for our master class so you can just kind of speak to certain issues that individuals might have. You can ask. They can ask their questions and you can answer them directly.
Love it. I really would. So yeah, so everybody, yeah, so all the entrepreneurs out there continue to, I love it, continue to thrive and just don't give up. Sacrifice, do whatever you have to do to just be successful and to continue to build your business. So excited for all of you and hope to come back and talk to you all soon.
All right, well, thank you. And there you have it, and that's the end of our show for today. And I tell you, like I tell you before, why survive when you can thrive? Thank you for being with us today, Andrea.